Ghosts can cause problems. I decided for the night of Halloween I should be putting up a paranormal article, it's only right. This article is going to be dedicated to ghosts, not fictional ghosts, but ghosts people claim to have seen and or interacted with. It's amazing, just when you think you've heard everything, something new comes along. A woman claimed she has had a sexual relationship with a spirit and it is very serious. She had said last year that she had broken up with her fiancé and then had relationships with over 15 ghosts since then. Wow, I wonder why he broke up with her. She claimed after having relations with the 15 ghosts she met another ghost and that relationship was much more serious. That ghost resided in Australia. She also claims she was never able to see the ghost and now that she's back in her own country, the UK, her relationship is progressing. I think if she's not careful, it's going to progress right into an institution. We all know people have been talking about global warming because we hear it all the time. One paranormal investigator is telling us global warming has another side to it. He states the warmer it gets, the more paranormal sightings there are. He is also in the UK. He's basing this on the number of calls his paranormal organization gets. He claims that in July and August he has gotten a lot more. He also said he knows of a couple that is now scared to go out of their house because they were afraid of being attacked by a poltergeist. He also claimed his body had once been taken over by a dead priest until that priest was ordered out of his body by a colleague. Since we're on the topic of the UK, I have another UK ghost story for you. A woman was taking a photo of a child. He was about 8 years old and holding a soccer ball and leaning against a tree. When she developed the photo, there was somebody behind the boy which was not there when she took the photo, and she claims it was a spirit. She was near a river where the locals claim a boy had drowned. The woman said she was terrified that the ghost may have followed them back to her house. She said she was never a believer in the paranormal until this happened. It is said one of the ghosts most often seen is the ghost of Abraham Lincoln. He has been seen by various people in the White House many times. Over the years, many in the White House staff have said they have seen him, including guests, such as Winston Churchill. Eleanor Roosevelt claimed she could feel that Lincoln was there. Margaret Truman claimed she could hear a ghostly knock on the Lincoln bedroom door. Grace Coolidge, wife of the president, claimed she saw the ghost of Lincoln, as did Theodore Roosevelt and Maureen Reagan and her husband. One of the most famous sightings was in 1942 when Queen Wilhelmina of the Netherlands was staying at the White House and heard a knock on her door, and when she opened it, she saw Abraham Lincoln. Shoppers are now saying that there is a supermarket in Wilmington, Massachusetts, which is haunted. Many people have claimed to have seen a ghost there which is dressed in Victoria-era clothing, which is wandering up and down the aisles. There is a description of the ghost which says it is between 17 and 30 years old and has light skin, dark hair, and blue eyes. It is dressed in Victoria-era clothing. One shopper even claims that the ghost used to visit her when she lived close to the store. The supermarket has no comment. In the year 1913, a group of people from Portland went on a ghost hunt because they believed a neighborhood spirit had become known as the Kenton Ghost. To their shock, they saw the ghost sitting on the stump of a tree, and one of them spoke to the ghost, but the ghost never answered. Then the ghost got up and slowly glided away. Many people saw this happen and described what they saw. A woman said she had seen a fat ghost 3 months prior. One ghost hunter decided to go into a mine with a friend, and what he saw scared the heck out of him. He came face to face with the spirit, which had such a strong presence that he threw up and felt dizzy. The mine had been known as a place where years ago where witches came to practice their magic. The mine was located 25 miles from Las Vegas. They also saw a hooded figure and then ran out of the mine. Originally, the ghost hunters were looking for Tommy Knockers. Tommy Knockers usually make sounds of digging in mines and are associated with the spirits of dead miners. A family purchased a new home, and when they moved in, things began to happen immediately. The family felt they were being kept hostage by a spirit because every time they went to leave the house, bad things would happen. They claimed they would get sick, have nightmares, and could hear things moving around on the roof. Dead animals would be found all over the yard. That was enough for the family, so they put the house up for sale, but every time somebody would come to buy it, something would happen at the last minute. They became so frustrated they decided they just had to stay in the home and live with whatever was in there. They said every time they did something the ghost didn't like, it would get even with them. They claim it got mad at their daughter and made her sick. They eventually got a religious individual to come into the house and pray for them, and the girl got better. They are now looking for a way to expel the ghost permanently. We all know mothers are protective of their children, and one mother in particular was very upset when she looked at her baby in the crib and noticed a ghost baby was on top of it. She noticed this on the baby monitor. When the parents ran to the baby's room, they saw the baby was alone. The father checked out the camera and couldn't find anything wrong with it. When they checked the monitor, the ghost was still there but had moved a little but could not be seen in the baby's room,